Hello, hello. Hello, hello. You are welcome to The Ring with Omenasa. This is a show where I encourage you and I remind you that you are a fighter in the ring of life, and I know that you will win. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to The Ring. Omenasa here. Today is February the 6th. It's a Sunday. And it's 2022, and I hope that all is well with you. God bless you for being here. God bless you for being here. I am so grateful. This is my very, very first episode. I have never, ever used this medium before. However, I have, of course, had a radio show. But I am just so grateful. So The Ring, I have three segments of The Ring. We have the TV, and we have the podcast, and now we have the radio. Today, I want to talk to you about unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, bitterness, okay? It is a terrible thing. I mean, like, you literally feel vile. It's a sharpness of taste, a lack of sweetness. That's the dictionary meaning. However, in the emotional sense, that's exactly how it feels. It's a sharp pain that's just living on the inside of you, living on the inside of you. And I'm telling you, if you don't take care of it, it will take care of you. It will kill you. How do you get rid of bitterness? Because a lot of people refuse to get rid of it because they want to use it as an excuse to keep being bitter. And that's just terrible. that is terrible. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person at all. Okay? You don't want to be that person at all. You don't want to be that person at all. Okay? So how do you get rid of bitterness? I was looking at this website. It's called wikihow.com. Easy ways to reduce bitter. No. That's not what I'm trying to get. Okay, this is the accurate one. And of course, like, I'm going to read off of this and then give you my own experiences, okay? So number one is you want to take a step back and you want to figure out what exactly is eating you up on the inside. So first of all, I'm not even using that website anymore. So this is from me, okay? So you want to ask yourself, what is eating you up on the inside? Number two, you want to write it down. You want to write it down. There is something called the feeling wheel. Go on the internet and type the feeling wheel, F-E-E-L-I-N-G, and then wheel, W-H-E-E-L, and you will be amazed. Okay, it will give you a plethora of emotions that you can identify. And then you start digging up. You start, like, some of those words will be, I am angry, I am flustered, I am frustrated, I feel rejected, I feel this, I feel that. And then you want to keep going in like an onion. You see, because it really hurts emotionally and it hurts physically when you don't forgive, when you don't let go of that bitterness. Okay, it will hurt you health-wise. Because you're holding on to that thing, so you're going to have to let it go. Another thing that worked for me when I was in the trenches of bitterness was that I had to really think the way that Jesus did when he said, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they do. And that is so true. They don't know what they do. If they know what they do, then they wouldn't be hurting you, right? So we have to have that understanding, first of all. The people who are hurting us are not doing that intentionally. It's not what they want to do, okay? But because they are also wounded and because they are also bitter by something else that has nothing to do with you, you become the scapegoat. So, I mean, everybody is pretty much in the same court at that time. That's how horrible it is. Everybody's in the same boat at the time. So it doesn't even make any sense because you are just as down and just as beaten and just as worn and just as angry as the other person is just as down, just as beaten, just as worn and just as angry. So it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Okay? It doesn't make any sense. Now, let me see how I can get the guests to call in. Like I said, like I've not done this before. Let me see. Let me see how this works. I've never done this before. We're probably going to delete the segment because this is a trial. We're trying to figure this out. Yeah. Screening callers is a premium. Okay, upgrade. Okay, what does this say? So how do I share this with somebody? How would somebody see this? Y'all, this is a trial, okay? So how will somebody see this? It says I have 7 more minutes. But really, I would really, really want to encourage you to pray and talk to God and ask him to remove that hurt from you. Ask him to remove that hurt from you. I see a number. It says hold time. So is somebody coming in? What's this? Hello? Is somebody there? I don't know if somebody is there. I don't understand how this thing works. I don't understand how this thing works at all. Let me see if she called. Did you call? Did you call? I don't know. Hold time. I don't know what the hold time means. Upload audio for your episode. I have no idea what this means. I have no idea what this means. And I don't know what this number is. Screening. Oh, Grace, you can hear me? Okay. Is it letting you call in as a guest? Because I sent you a number. Is it letting you call? Like, just send that message on WhatsApp. Is it letting you call in, Grace? Yes. Is letting you call in. Okay, so now that you've called in, what is it saying? I called in. Okay, and then what did it say? Grace, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Okay, so we have 5 minutes. Oh, okay. So we have 5 minutes left, and we are talking to the one and only Mrs. Grace Unduka, and she is the CEO and the founder of, is it Bloom International or Blooming International?
What is Bloom Eve International.
Okay, so it's Bloom Eve International. Can you please let our audience know? Can you just tell them how you have dealt with bitterness? Like, just give them just one point. How you have dealt with bitterness.
Okay, so my name is Grace, and I suffered with low self-esteem for a long time, and that really made me really bitter because I was holding so much inside that, you know, I wasn't letting out. So just being able to start my organization to help mothers, to provide that safe haven for mothers and help them live out their God-given purpose, that really made me feel much better because now I'm able to give and not just hold back because, you know, I don't believe in myself or I have low self-esteem. So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So basically, Grace, what you did was you decided to use all of your pain and to use all of your confusion. You decided to help somebody else with their situations. And the more you started to help people, the more confident you became, right?
Yes.
You see, guys, like that's what I'm saying is that after you dig deep and you look into yourself, after you dig deep and you try to figure out what exactly is eating me up on the inside, then when you figure that out, then you work on that, then you know that the other person that you're upset about or the bullies in Grace's case, all of them were probably bullied as well, and so you have compassion over them and you have mercy on them, and then you start to help people, you know, with the things that you have learned, with the pointers that you have learned, you start to help people. Right, Grace?
Yes.
Okay, so in the next few minutes, we have Amanda Coleman. She is an amazing woman. Amanda, can you please let us know? She is coming all the way from Florida. Amanda, can you please let us know just one point? You have 2 minutes. Just one point of how you dealt with bitterness.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show, Lady O. How I dealt with bitterness was, first, I had to acknowledge that I was bitter, that I had unforgiveness, and I chose to go on a path of self-healing. That meant, you know, acknowledging the emotions that I was dealing with, getting to a community where I could be vulnerable and be open and honest about my feelings and what I was going through, and I had to allow God to take reign and completely surrender to him and allow him to fix that hurt that was deep, 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 when I tell you deep, inside of me. And as I began to allow him in, the unforgiveness, you know, I began to heal and began to forgive. And now I'm in a better place.
That is so beautiful, Amanda. Like, basically, what has worked for me is just of recent, I just started worshiping. And I was talking to a friend of mine today, and I told her, I said that regardless of how you feel, just worship. You don't have to be perfect to worship God. You don't have to be at some certain plateau in your life or whatever. You don't have to feel like you are perfect. Like, just worship God, and he will come through for you. The secret is in worship. Even if you don't feel worthy, just worship, and then God will break your heart. And praying for the breaking of the person who hurt you, because the reason why they hurt you is because their heart is hardened. But that doesn't mean that we expose ourselves either. Thank you so much, Grace, and thank you so much, Amanda, for being on this show. I am so glad that Grace has overcome bullying, and I'm so glad that Amanda has been saved. God bless you guys so much. Till next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lydia.
Thank you.